Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to get to know the newest member of the Houston Texans, Bradley Roby, with Stanford Route. Former NFL cornerback is going to help us out there. That's one thing, but we can also get some help from a hip-hop icon, a hip-hop legend, a man known for many things, Snoop Doggy Dogg. You a fan of his work, J-Lo?
I am. I absolutely am.
Well, let's hear from him, because he recently sat down with the newest Texans cornerback to discuss many things, including what his first job was. We're going to have you and Stanford guess what that was, because you haven't heard it yet.
Did he drop it like it's hot?
Maybe he dropped it like it's hot, you corny SOB, you. But this is Roby with Snoop on Making Plays. He scored touchdowns three different ways his final year at Ohio State. This is Roby with the OG of hip-hop, one of the OGs of hip-hop on his ability to make plays.
I've been making plays, bro.
Is it study or was it just right place, right time?
I don't know. I think it's just, I just make plays, bro.
That's what you do? hey, ain't no other way to put it. Simple and plain. I make plays. One thing about me, I make plays too. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, like, I do the studying and all that stuff, but I don't know. It's like my whole life, I just always make plays, so.
You spontaneous and instinct.
Yeah.
High-grade marijuana called Kush on the street.
I guarantee you, when Roby walked onto the set, he kind of nodded his head and went, this is all right.
He does make plays, though. That's the one thing. Now, a lot of times he doesn't make plays. It's an up-and-down experience with Roby.
He's been feast or famine. It's not just been up and down.
Yeah, I mean, last year was the first year that he was a full-time starter with the departure of Aqib Talib, and it was about as up and down as you can get. There was, on one hand, there was a game against the Kansas City Chiefs where he held Tyreek Hill to four catches on 23 yards on eight targets, and he lined up on him the majority of the time. Next time they played the Chiefs, he lined up on Sammy Watkins the majority of the time, and he torched him for over 100 yards. So it is hit or miss, but he did turn down a multi-year deal from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's betting on himself, much like the Honey Badger did last year. And if he can improve that secondary and he can add a cornerback who can line up on the outside, then you definitely improved your secondary. The other thing to keep in mind here, and I talked to Darren McKee. He was on Mad Radio earlier today. Darren McKee, one of the top hosts out there in Denver at 104.3 The Fan. The one thing about Roby, regardless of what you say, and a lot of times he doesn't show up, which is neither here nor there. He missed a practice last year.
As in, doesn't show up. We're not talking about just on the field.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
We in here talking about practice.
That's what we're talking about. He is a hard worker, though.
He's fast. He's big. He's a hard worker. Just it's feast or famine. It's not only like he's had bad days and good days. He's had awful days and great days. I mean, what he did with Tyreek Hill, I mean, you mentioned Tyreek Hill's name in passing there, but that was, I mean, he held him to, what, three catches and eight?
Four catches, 23 yards.
23, that's awesome. And then goes up against Watkins, and they complete 7 of 8 against him, 111 yards, five first downs and a touchdown, and two pass interferences, one the flag was picked up. God, I mean, he's been one extreme or the other. So I'm very interested to see what Stan is going to have to say about his game. What I'm hearing, having dug in a little bit in the last day about Bradley Roby, he's a big guy that doesn't play real big, and that's where he gets into some trouble, you know, in terms of bumping, you know, press coverage, bumping run coverage, et cetera. Really good closing speed, get to attack the ball and such. So I could see where, you know, he's a good cornerback. I think he's probably in the same ballpark as Kareem Jackson. Maybe Kareem's a little better.
But the difference between him and Kareem as far as a fit thing is when Kareem plays corner, a lot of times you're lining him up in the slot or you're lining him up on the number two guy. Roby lined up 90% of the time on the outside. Even when he was the third cornerback, they would move him outside and they would move someone else in the slot. So they would move Chris Harris in the slot, I believe, out there. So he's not one of those guys who likes to line up in the slot. He likes to line up on the outside, and he can line up A lot of times it's not going to go good. Sometimes it is.
Right.
He can line up on the other team's best receiver. We don't see Kareem doing that very much. So this would mean that Jonathan Joseph, rather than seeing Jonathan Joseph on, you know, the other team's best receiver.
T.Y. Hilton or whatever.
Yeah. As we sit right now, you would see Roby on that guy, and he would be playing for you for on a one-year deal trying to prove himself. Would you like to get to know him a little bit more?
I would love
Bradley Roby. This is the newest member of your Houston Texans, Bradley Roby. Just a little Q&A with Snoop Dogg, because we all love Snoop Dogg. This is a little Q&A with Bradley Roby, with the OG Snoop Dogg.
What's the first thing you do or think of when you wake up?
I use a bathroom.
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Tacos or burgers?
Burgers.
Ass or
ass.
What's your favorite pair of shoes of all time?
J's.
Favorite cartoon of all time?
I used to like SpongeBob when I watched cartoons.
You can tell this young. He said SpongeBob. That just came out 12 years ago. SpongeBob only 17 years old. What's your favorite cereal of all time?
I used to like the Rice Krispie Treats with the...
When they make noise when you pour the milk in?
Yeah, but nah, the ones that, the purple
ones.
Oh,
that's Snap, Crackle, and Pop, huh?
The purple ones, though, that they came together.
The like, Rice Krispie Treats? What
yeah, I'm just A1. If you don't know, you need to find out.
Wow.
Wow.
Reminded me of Ben
Your Garrick.
Thoughts? No, just kidding. Listen,
What is wrong with you?
I did. Just saying. He said he was asked his favorite cereal and said Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah. I think they do have a Rice Krispie Treat cereal now.
They
though.
Do?
I could be wrong.
I'm not a Rice Krispie guy, so that just struck me funny.
I could be very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Would you care to guess what his first job was? We're getting to know Bradley Roby with the help of Snoop Dogg here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the newest Texans cornerback's first job was?
Was he a mule?
Let's let Snoop Dogg ask him.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
The only job I ever had, I worked at a little smoothie spot for like 3 days.
You was making smoothies? Mr. Roby, the manager would like to see you. Yes. Yeah, what's going on? I need to get that them slacks and that shirt back from you. If you could remake any movie and star in it, and it was like, you know what? I'm going to be in that movie and I'm going to play that part. Like if it was Training Day and you
Juice.
Was just there. Juice? Which character?
I don't know. I would like to play Tupac part.
He That'd died, be- though.
This guy's going to be fun to follow. He's going to be fun to follow.
He comes from a prestigious program, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
He's a champion. He was a first-round pick. A lot of people thought he slid because of maybe possible character concerns, is what guys said.
Wonder what kind that might have been.
No idea. Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And then he struggled as a starter. So these are the kind of guys that you try to I don't want to call it bargain shopping.
Right.
But these are the kind of guys that most likely haven't lived up to their full potential.
Oh, he didn't. You heard it this morning on Mad Radio. Was it Darren McKee? Came in and was talking about him, who covers the Broncos, and said, no, he was expected to replace
Aqib Talib,
and he just wasn't even close to that.
So we're going to see if the Texans can get the most out of him. But 1 year, $10 million, I'm okay with it. I know Stanford Rout, who's about to be here, is okay with it as well.
Can I interest you in some AFC South signing news while we're waiting for Stanford Rout?
Always. Go ahead.
The Colts have...
No.
The Colts...
No. Never mind. I don't want to know. No, I don't want to know.
The Colts...
I don't want to know.
...have signed...
No.
...cornerback... Pierre Desir.
So they just re-signed.
They re-signed their own guy, but he was on the market.
Okay.
He was the one that John McClain thought the Texans might make a run at, Pierre Desir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Colts are pretty quiet, too, right now.
They're very much Texans-like in where they're spending and how much they're spending.
They signed Devin Funchess to like a one-year, mm-hmm. I want to say $13, $14 million deal. So the Colts, and I thought you were going to give me something a little bit worse than that, so that's okay. I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Texans also have a new safety. Speaking of AFC South, Sean Gibson, formerly of the 2017 AFC South champion Jacksonville Jaguars. He was on Texans radio yesterday with John Harris. We've already heard from Bradley Roby,
mm-hmm.
and we have a decent idea of what kind of mentality he's going to bring to the Houston Texans. Here's a little bit of Tashawn Gibson, and this is He's not going to sugarcoat it. What exactly do you bring to this ball club, Mr. Gibson?
I am a playmaker in the secondary. I've done it throughout my career consistently, and I understand that within a defense, when I have my opportunities, I take my opportunities. And if anybody want to turn on the tape and dispute that, I'll gladly let them do that, man.
They'll gladly let you do that. Turn on the tape, John Lopez. Turn it on.
I'm going to love him.
He's a Texas kid.
I'm not going to say poor man's honey badger, but we got.
I wouldn't insult him like that.
Yeah, I think
honestly.
It's an insult. And I don't want to insult him that way because I think we got Tyrann Mathieu without the cool nickname and all that extra stuff.
The honey
Tyrann
badger
always brought.
Could I interest you in some stats about Tashaun Gibson, the newest Texan safety?
Please.
He's only one of five safeties to record at least 20 interceptions since entering the NFL in 2012. The others, Reggie Nelson, Glover Quinn, Earl Thomas, and Harrison Smith. Week two last year against the New England Patriots, he held Rob Gronkowski to two catches for 15 yards, and this was when they lined up man-to-man 18 plays in that game. This was also a week after the Texans allowed Gronkowski to have seven catches for 123 yards and a touchdown. You want another comparison? Could I interest you in another comparison?
I would absolutely love that.
Against Zach Ertz, week 8 in Jacksonville, Zach Ertz recorded 4 catches for 26 yards and a touchdown on 6 targets when lined up against Gibson. You know what Zach Ertz did against the Texans? 12 receptions for 110 yards, 2 touchdowns, 16 targets. So if you just compare what tight ends did against Gibson against what they did against the Texans last year, there's reason to be optimistic that at the very least, the Texans are going to do a better job stopping tight ends this season.
Absolutely, positively. I totally agree. And they've got some tight ends coming to town, and they're going to play this year. That's for sure. Here's some other
numbers.
Yep. What's up, Kelsey?
That's one of them. Ebron's another. I mean, they've got all kinds of tight ends coming in. Gronk is another, again, speaking of which. Kelsey is another.
If he doesn't retire.
Right.
Which, by the way, going back to that, since we're talking about tight ends potentially hurting the Texans and the Texans' new secondary. Can we agree now? Because originally I said that the Texans fans should be rooting for Gronk to retire.
Yeah.
And you threw out that it wouldn't be a good thing because then they could go get Odell Beckham Jr. and Antonio Brown. Can we agree now that if Gronkowski retires with the Patriots, that it's a great thing for the Texans?
Yes, we can agree on that.
Right, thank you.
Here's some other numbers between Gibson and – who's a good boy? And Tyrann Mathieu. Gibson had 48 starts to 42, 6 interceptions to 5, 117 passes defense. 17 passes defense to 19, 137 tackles to 169. He's every bit the player, statistically at least. Now, he's 2 years older, but no big deal. He's 28. Every bit the player that Tyrann Mathieu was, like I said, without all the junk, all the white noise.
And without the durability concerns, because I know the Honey Badger played every game last year, but before that, you know, he was coming off a major injury. Gibson, he's actually started all 16 games for 3 straight years, so he's a lot more durable. He might be a couple years older, but he's more durable than the Honey Badger, and his body is probably built a little bit more better suited to last a long time, unlike the Honey Badger, despite the fact he calls Paul Gallant, who's 3 inches taller than him, a little man on Twitter.
Oh, shut up! It's Gallant and I, stay put!
More on Gibson. Gibson talking about the Houston Texans. What attracts you to this organization? You know you're very familiar with them. What do you think about the football team you're joining?
Man, you have a franchise quarterback over here. Yep. You have the best receiver in the league, not to mention the defensive line, you know, because that speaks for itself. And it's just one of the situations where you look and say, man, the football part is easy, man. There's so many great guys in this locker room that I don't personally know yet, but I'm excited to get to know. But from a football standpoint, those guys know ball.
He's got me effing fired up.
I know. I like him. I like it. I like what I'm hearing.
I feel like him and Roby might cancel each other out.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, Roby's a little bit more chill and laid back. Gibson, he's a lot more, you know, on
yeah,
top of
that.
It.
Yeah, he's that.
He's ready, whatever the hell that was. Yeah. I don't know what that was.
That's what he is.
I don't know. Don't pull that sound effect,
yeah,
Figgy.
Yeah, sure, for sure. Don't do that, Figgy.
We mentioned him stopping tight ends, and he did a way better job than the Texans safeties did last year on tight ends. Would you care to hear why he thinks he's so successful against tight ends?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. This is him yesterday.
You might be more physically imposing than I am, but when it comes down to it, grown man strength is grown man strength. You wanted to test your manhood and say, okay, this is a big physical imposing guy. And, you know, these tight ends, you're going to have to be physical with them. You're going to have to truly beat me. And if you're going to beat me, it's going to be a long day for you because I'm really going to be chirping at you all day.
I'm excited.
I love him.
He's going to be the man.
I think you're going to like Gibson for sure.
Yeah, Tashaun Gibson's going to be very nice along with dude, now I have to hesitate every time I say this because you're doing that creepy dog.
I'm picking my spots. I'm choosing my spots.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
I haven't done it the last few times you've said that.
Yeah, thank you. Tashaun Gibson and
who's a good boy.
Good Lord. And Bradley Roby, newest members of your secondary. Stanford Routes going to come in here and break that down. I think they've gotten better. I really, really do think the Texans have gotten better with these moves. I think the secondary is better than it was. I think you can do a lot more with Gibson and Roby on the outside. And not only that, I think now that Roby is here, I think you can at least focus on putting Aaron Colvin back in the role that he was good at in Jacksonville.
I have my reservations about Roby. Just because of inconsistency and you know, they really had high hopes for him. They gave him the job, and he didn't quite live up to it. But again, you know, coming in on a 1-year contract, so it speaks back to what you're talking about. Maybe that, you know, he can prove something.
And also you can move Colvin, who you thought maybe you hoped that Aaron Colvin could line up on the outside. Now he can just be the slot guy and you can allow him to do that.
Yeah, you can do that and you'll have more versatility. You still need another cornerback. You absolutely still need another cornerback.
I can't believe I made that sound. I was like making sex sounds there.
Yeah, you pretty much were.
Yeah, let's really move on past that.
That was Landry's O face.
It's pretty terrible. Not a big fan of the decision I made right there. Also going on in town, John, as we put a bow on the secondary before we have Sanford Route come in here and give us a little bit of a breakdown. Rockets hosting the Golden State Warriors, looking to sweep the Warriors in the regular season. Warriors say that this is a statement game. Kevin Durant will not play. Can there be a statement game with 15 games remaining in the regular season?
That can be like a trend game, if you will, or confidence game, maybe, is a better way to put it. The statements come in the postseason. I think the bigger statement is over the course of the entire year, do you get to the number two or number three seed? Do you get to number one seed? Those are the statements that matter, and I think the Warriors, you know, as much as they struggled but ended up still winning last year, I still think they're a better team and they're going to get it going in the postseason.
Warriors have a lot of drama, though.
Yeah,
and if the Warriors can make it very clear that they think they're going to make a statement, then I think if you suck the life out of them and you at least put it in the back of their head that they haven't beaten you in the regular season, I think it can pay dividends in the playoffs. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I think the Rockets will beat the Warriors in the playoffs, but I will say if Golden State's putting it out there like that, and you just come out there and bitch slap
them.
No,
now that's true. You want to make that statement.
That's like, next level.
You hear me? What do you think now? You know, that kind of thing.
And I really don't want to hear about Kevin Durant being gone because the reality of the situation is you still have three all-stars on your team in Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. And the last time that the Rockets went to your place without James Harden, who's probably the MVP of the NBA for the second straight season, they kicked your ass.
Yes.
So I really don't want to hear any excuses from the Golden State Warriors. And I absolutely hate these guys, by the way.
I think people are just tired of them. It's like any dynasty, you know, people just, it runs its course and you want to move on. I mean, people are tired of the Patriots. Like, they were tired 2 years
ago. But I think there's more respect for the Patriots.
You don't respect the Warriors?
I mean, from a basketball standpoint, if we're just putting all things aside, I think that, you know, it's probably the best basketball team I've seen ever assembled. But I think there are some people who look at this as, yeah, you're a dynasty, but that's only because Kevin Durant decided to go there. And I'm not knocking his decision. I'm just saying that I think that's what a lot of the perception is, that they don't respect it as much because Kevin Durant went there and latched on to the dynasty. So I think there's a little more disgust with the Warriors, and I know there is disgust with the Patriots, but I think there's a little bit more respect for them than there are for the Golden State Warriors.
Probably just because of the, you know, Tom Brady and you know everything he did, and I don't know about Belichick, but certainly respect for Belichick. But like you said, you're going to miss this Warriors team. Having been able to watch this Warriors team.
And I hope it's over. I hope Kevin Durant leaves and then we can just start over and see what happens, because Kevin Durant does go, I think the Rockets are looked at as maybe the best team in the league. And right now, Warriors haven't beat him this year.
They're playing like it right now.
Big game tonight. Big game tonight. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Stanford Route about to join us. Did the Texans improve their secondary? Stanford will tell us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.